Good evening. Sorry for the somewhat late start, but some pretty exciting things going on here, so I think I'll excuse ourselves. Is that okay? That didn't sound right, did it? We won't excuse ourselves. You'll excuse us. Well, I'm excused. Thank you, Vice Mayor. Thank you. We'd like, first of all, to excuse, speaking of excuse, we'd like to excuse Council Members Fenter and Glover, who are out of town and won't be able to join us this evening. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct this meeting for the Mesa City Council, regular council meeting for Monday, July 9th, 2012. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation from Pastor Shannon Carlton, and will be followed with the Pledge of Allegiance led by the Vice Mayor, Scott Summers. Would you please rise for the invocation and the pledge?
Please don't feel obligated, but invite you to bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the honor and privilege to call on your name on this time. I ask, Father God, that you would be in this place, that you would lead, guide, and direct. I pray, Lord, for each of the council members that you would give them special wisdom and direction to do what we've asked them to do as citizens, Father God. I ask, Lord, that you would be here in a tangible way, lead, guide, and direct. I pray, Father, that you would give the necessary information that they need, Lord, to do, again, all that you've called them to. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
Would you please join me in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. And Pastor Carlton was from the Gateway Bible Church. Wanted to make sure I gave you a shout out, and he was filling in the last minute. So thank you, Shannon. Tonight, we have the great honor of recognizing a Mesa native who is going to be representing the United States in the Summer Olympics in London. That's in England, by the way. And it starts in, I think the 26th, 27th of... 27th? What time? On NBC, right?
Well, their time
9 hour
time,
change.
So. Oh, okay. Bria Larson is competing in the 100-meter breaststroke. Bria came in first place during the U.S. Olympic trials. She was an Olympic trial champion and less than 1 second ahead, so it was a close race, ahead of world champion Rebecca Soni. And I'm assuming that's how you pronounce Rebecca's name. It doesn't matter because we're not honoring her tonight, so we don't care. Bria is a 2010 Mountain View High School graduate and joined the Mesa Aquatics Club under Brad Herring her senior year. Now, this is the interesting thing that I didn't realize until tonight. If you can believe this, she didn't start swimming competitively until she was 17.
Wow.
Because she thought it was difficult, boring, and her older sister was faster than her. Now I use that excuse, and look how I turned out. She's now an Olympian. Things have changed. She's a sophomore at Texas A&M, and we still love her even though she's an Aggie. And the NC2A 100-yard breaststroke or 100-meter breaststroke champion. Her grandparents are here today to accept a gift from the city of Mesa. Her mom and dad wanted to be here, but I think had to go out of town for a family emergency. Not hers, but another one. Please welcome Robert and Carol Larson to the podium. Now, Bria's grandparents, you can come on up. While you come up, I'm gonna talk nice things about you because the Larsons have been, I mean, I've seen them hanging around various sporting events, swim meets, everything since I had young kids. So they've been around a long time, have a great Mesa family. And please tell Bria that Mesa is behind her 100%. We are so proud of her. We're always proud of the kids that do well, but this is pretty exciting. And we just can't be prouder than we are of Bria. And thank you so very much for being here. Now, while you sit there and tell us how wonderful your granddaughter is, I'm going to come down because I think we got a gift for you. So go ahead. Oh, there you go.
She's awesome. She has a real tender heart. I remember when my mother was living here in Mesa, about every 2 weeks she would go over just to rub her feet and rub her legs and write her little bits of poetry, and she's just a sweetheart. She's just very humble and very loving.
She'll be glad you didn't share baby pictures. The mayor?
Here we go. We have this little basket of nice little doodads. Wow. She will not be able to forget us.
So here, if you give this to Bree and make her once again know how proud we are, and we're pulling for her.
Okay, thank great. You. Thank you very much. I don't know if this is appropriate or not, but I brought some little flyers, and in case you'd like to help her mom and dad get over to the London and eat after they get there. And also, we've got a couple of videos on there, one of us with Mark Curtis over on Channel 12 and the family, and of her winning race. So I don't know where would be a good place to put these.
Here, give them right there. And they want us to pose for a... So here, let's...
Let me get on this side of you.
And we helped him the mayor at Westwood High School.
There we go. Thank you very much.
And it was absolutely acceptable. And let me see. Kale and Marnie. Now, I'm going to spell this for you. KJELLANDMARNI.com. That was KJELLANDMARNI.com. Kale and Marnie. So go for there and let's support our fellow Mesa residents in...
Go USA.
Oh, they did. Go USA. There we go. Okay, the next item on the agenda is to take action on the consent agenda, which tonight will be read in, once again, by Kevin Christopher, because he keeps doing such a dang good job.
Thank you. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Smashburger, 2837 North Power Road. Item 3B, act on liquor license for Mesa Market, 1706 North Country Club Drive. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase additional equipment and services for the city's replacement telephone and voicemail system for the Information Technology Department. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase policy and business process document management system for the Police Department. Item 4C, act to renew term contract for traffic paint for the Transportation Department. Item 4D, act on contract for dollar limit increase for landscape sprinkler and irrigation supplies for warehouse inventory. Item 4E, act on contract for Falcon Field Airport ramp rehabilitation and replacement project. Funding is available from the fiscal year 12-13 Falcon Field Capital Program. Item 4F, act on contract for Phase 2 of Mesa Grande Ruins to construct a visitor center, outdoor covered staging area, and parking. Project is funded by a grant from the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian Community, cultural impact fees, and from the Arizona Museum of Natural History Foundation and the Arizona Museum of Natural History Guild. Item 4G, act on contract for Chicago Cubs Spring Training Facility and Riverview Site Development Demolition, Mass Grading and Infrastructure Utilities. Funding is available in the fiscal year 12-13 Cubs Stadium Bond Program. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to accept funds made available through a sub-grant award agreement with the Arizona Department of Public Safety Victims of Crime Act to provide salary and benefits for three existing victim services specialists. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing city manager to accept funds made available through the high-intensity drug trafficking area grant agreement with the City of Tucson. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing city manager to accept grant funds made available through a sub-grantee agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security for equipment for the Mesa Police Department's rapid response teams. Item 5D, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with the Town of Gilbert for the Mesa Police Department to provide selected forensic services to the Town of Gilbert. In return, Gilbert will provide financial compensation. Item 5E, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a long-term lease agreement with Escobedo at Verde Vista Phase 1 for a project on city-owned property located east of Center Street and on the north and south sides of University Drive. Item 5F, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a long-term lease agreement with Escobedo at Verde Vista Phase 2 for a project on city-owned property located east of Center Street and on the north and south sides of University Drive. Item 5G, Act on Resolution authorizing city manager to execute a development agreement with Escobedo at Verde Vista Phase 1 for project on city-owned property located east of Center Street and on the north and south sides of University Drive. This is subject to the developer's execution of an assignment of Phase 1 and Phase 2 plans and specifications to the City of Mesa. Item 5H, Act on Resolution authorizing city manager to execute a development agreement with Escobedo at Verde Vista Phase 2 for a project on city-owned property located east of Center Street and on the north and south sides of University Drive, subject to the developer's execution of an assignment of Phase 1 and Phase 2 plans and specifications to the City of Mesa. Item 5I, Act on Resolution authorizing city manager to execute and record a declaration of restrictions on city land located east of Center Street on the north and south sides of University Drive, intended for development as income-restricted residences and community services facilities, Phase 1. Item 5J, Act on Resolution authorizing city manager to execute and record a declaration of restrictions on city land located east of Center Street on the north and south sides of University Drive, intended for development as income-restricted residences and community services facilities, Phase 2. Item 5K, Act on Resolution authorizing city manager to execute a memorandum of understanding with Wilkes University for the lease of the Mesa Center for Higher Education, a city-owned building located at 245 West 2nd Street. Item 5L, Act on Resolution designating the general election date as November 6, 2012, and the purpose of the general election. Also designating the deadline for filing arguments for and against ballot measures, designating the deadline for voter registration, and establishing the times that polls will be open. Item 5M, Act on Resolution levying the amount to be raised by a secondary property tax and the rate upon each $100 of the assessed valuation of the property subject to taxation within the City of Mesa for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2013. Item 6A, Introduction of Ordinance Z12-24, 4104 East Broadway Road, located east of Val Vista on the north side of Broadway Road, rezone and site plan review to allow the expansion of an existing apartment complex. Item 6B, Introduction of Ordinance, creating a new Title II, Chapter 25 of the Mesa City Code, establishing an independent commission on compensation for elected officials and describing its members and duties. And Item 7A, Act on an Ordinance amending Title IX of the Mesa City Code, establishing public street lighting requirements for Desert Place at Morrison Ranch, located south of Guadalupe Road, west of Sossaman Road, and east of the Maricopa of the East Maricopa Floodway. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from the public to remove any items from the consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay, I have a motion from Councilmember Cavanaugh to approve the consent agenda, second from Councilmember Richens. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 5 ayes and no nays, with council members Glover and Finter absent. The motion carries. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion to adjourn from the Vice Mayor, second to from Councilmember Higgins. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.